Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You're listening to another archives program of Free on the Inside. I'm your host, Mr. Joy Lewis. I'm not in the studio this morning, so I pray you enjoy this show that's coming up here. This is an archives program.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is John Legs, known at Legs, and I want to thank you again for calling into the Mojo Blog Talk Radio Show, because we believe that marriage really does matter. We believe that our audience believes that, too. So allow me to disclose that this is an open dialogue forum that will allow you to ask any question or express your thoughts about the subject matter. Tonight, our topic is loving when it hurts. And before we hit the topic, first I would like to tell you just a little bit about the show. The platform of our show is to simply promote marriage and demote divorce. Monette and I are not licensed counselors or experts, but we feel that we are led by God to help individuals understand the principles of marriage and to help restore marriages as whole. So we encourage you to continue to call in and help us help others.
Yeah, basically that's what our show is all about, and we just want to continue to work together to help marriages all over the world who may be basically going through struggling with their marriage in general and having a tough time making their marriage work, and that's really our goal. Our goal is to set an example and be a blessing and be able to help, you know, people who might be struggling in marriage or in relationships or who might be thinking about, you know, taking that next step to marriage. And with the divorce rate being so high, you know, our goal is to demote divorce. God hates it. We hate it. John and I, we both have gone through divorces. Actually, I've gone through two divorces, and John has gone through one. John, can you keep that back talk to yourself? I mean, we are live on the show, okay? But at any rate, you know, our goal is to just encourage you, you know, whether you've gone through a bad breakup, a bad relationship, and you've been divorced, and now you're remarried, you know, there's life after divorce, you know. And so we just want to encourage you to continue to call in, tell your friends, tell everybody you know about Mojo Blog Talk Radio Show, because we believe that, you know, the two of us, along with you, can help someone who might need to, you know, to the extra push or help along the way. But with that said, before we hit our topic, we want to talk about some of the shows that we've already aired. And our first show was The Benefits of Marriage. That was a great show, wasn't it, honey?
Yeah, it was. It was a great show.
And then the other one, the hot show, I mean, we had the most callers on this show, was Baby Mama Drama. So I assume people might be dealing with a lot of Baby Mama Drama. What do you think, honey?
Yeah, I wasn't here for that show, but I definitely saw the ratings for that show afterwards when we reviewed it. So apparently you guys had a grand old time while I was away and talking about us guys pretty bad. But, yeah, and then we last week talked about blended families, which was a really good topic, and we had a lot of input from one of our callers, and I think a lot of people listened in and kind of shied away from it. But it was a very good topic overall.
Yeah, it really was. And so we have some future topics to discuss, and we'll look over those real briefly. We're going to talk about dating before and after marriage, and we're going to talk about sex and marriage. You know, we're going to talk about sex and marriage because in this day and age, although we're Christians, a lot of churches shy away from the sex topic. You know, we know that it's private, but John and I believe you can talk about it in a very
I don't know. I'm kind of blunt with it, but I guess we can talk in a very adult manner.
Yeah, I like that word. Yeah, so we're gonna have that discussion about sex and marriage and how to keep the flame burning. That's gonna be another topic. I think sometimes when you get married or you get in a relationship, you tend to become complacent and you just, you know, get in your own ways. You know, at first it's steamy, McDreamy, right? And then, you know, somewhere along the way, that love tends to die down. The love making tends to die down. The romantic, the art of dating dies out. So we're going to talk about how to keep the flame burning. And then also, what else you got there, honey? What are we going to talk about?
It seems patience and not punishment. Dealing with children from another mother or another father. What's mine is mine. The things that frustrate me about my mate, and that would be interesting. The things I love about my mate, that would be interesting. And why not divorce? Why not divorce? I mean, that does cross our minds sometime, I guess. So anyway, these are some of the few topics that...
Wait. Why not divorce?
Yeah.
Crosses your mind? Like,
why not divorce crosses people's minds sometimes.
Oh, okay. Does it ever cross your mind? I need to know.
It doesn't cross my
right
mind.
Now?
So again... some of our topics that we'll be discussing are those there. He loves me and he loves me not. I believe that might be our next week's topic, correct?
Yeah, we're going to talk about he loves me not. We're going to talk because a lot of women in relationships, they tend to wonder if whether or not their mate or their husband loves them or if they're still in love with them. And so we're going to have John Handy to kind of give us some thoughts and ideas. Yeah, if you don't have to work, you will be here to talk about that, okay? Because us ladies, we need to know, you know, and we need to know some of the signs if a man loves you, if he doesn't love you, and how to pick up on that when you're in the dating phase, okay, and how to rekindle that when you are married. Another topic is going to be, should a woman really act like a lady but think like a man? Steve Harvey wrote a book about that, and we're going to talk about that. Should a woman really act like a lady but think like a man? Another topic we're going to discuss is tonight's topic, loving when it hurts. Loving when it hurts. You know, being wronged by the person that you love sounds all wrong to me. But unfortunately, guess what? It happens. And it seems that, you know, you can't take, you know, harsh words from the person that you love and that, you know, you can take those from someone that you really don't know a little bit better than someone that you love. And it could be because when you love somebody and you feel that that person loves you back, you have high expectations for them, far more than you would a stranger, right? So if someone hurts you and you don't know them, you can quickly get over that. But if you've loved someone and you've given them your all, you're going to have those high expectations for that individual. And I wrote a quote that reads, having high expectations for people who can't fulfill them is like you needing a heart and asking someone to give you theirs. Okay? Should we expect the most from the person that we love, our mate, our very own, that we say I do to, that we make all those vows to, should we hold them with high expectations? I believe we should. What about you, honey?
Yeah, I think holding them to high expectations is good, but we always have to have a sense of realism to it. And the fact that, you know, everyone's human, and neither I or you can walk on water. Only one person has done it ever in the history of mankind. So that being said, we all strive to do right. We all strive to do what's best for ourselves and our mates. But, you know, people make mistakes. And so I guess the question is, are you willing to forgive when those mistakes have been made?
Yeah, you know, I get that and all about mistakes, but... when you forgive someone and they've made a mistake, you know, there are mistakes and then there are mistakes. Okay, let's talk about mistakes, okay? Maybe I made a mistake and I put the shoes in the trunk and I knew we really didn't have the money for me to shop, and then I made the mistake of buying the shoes anyway and then I didn't tell you, but then you made the mistake of going in my trunk looking for something else, and then you ran across those shoes. So now you're mad because we really didn't have the money for me to buy those shoes, and I made the mistake of hiding them in the car because I didn't want you to find out. What do you say about that?
I say that happens all the time. But what's the other mistake that you're referring to?
Okay, so we talked about that mistake. Let's talk about mistakes. Hypothetically speaking, your mate goes out and he makes the baby with another woman.
Hold on. How would we change this to say, hypothetically speaking, your mate goes out and she gets pregnant by another man?
Okay, all right. We can go both ways. Okay, she goes out, she gets pregnant, you go out, you make a baby, all right? You know, as for me, if my husband were to go out and make a baby, I think I could forgive him, but I don't think I could continue on with him. Now, that's me. A lot of women have, and that's okay. But I believe that as a woman, you have to know what you can deal with and what you can't, okay? I believe that in any relationship, you're going to be disappointed. You're going to be hurt sometimes. You're going to be disappointed by your mate. But I think that there are levels of mistakes that might be mistakes and might be mistakes. What you think, honey?
Well, let's see. I'm just looking down here at my paper, and I see that we said, did you know God expects you to love others unconditionally, even if they've hurt you? Now, if we go with that statement, then no matter if it's a mistake or a mistake, God wants us to forgive.
Okay, yeah, I get that. But God wants us to forgive, but God don't want us to be no fool either. Okay, he wants us to forgive people that offend us, that hurt us, but God don't want us to be stupid, John. I mean, seriously, you go out and make a baby on me, and it's over. Okay, what if I go out and I cheat on you? Then what? Is it over?
It could possibly be over. I mean, you know, that gives me great course to take. I mean, obviously, I guess in the Bible, if there was ever a reason for divorce, adultery was the one sin that could do that. And so you birthing another man's child would definitely be a miracle at this point. And yet it would be the one sign, in fact, for me to know that you had done something like that. So, yeah, I think I probably would, see if Beyonce was available or something like that. But other than that, you know, I think that you really have to look at you make a good point. You know, that is probably the one thing that you probably don't go back to. But if it's other mistakes, like, you know, just hanging out with your boys late at night and continuously doing that or other things that are out there, I think those things have legitimate reasons to be forgiven. And I do think that, you know, you should forgive that person that has done that atrocity of adultery. But, yes, you are smart, and wisdom is the key word comes into play, that you possibly move on from that relationship.
Well, in my own experiences, and I'm going to be honest, you know, I've been in situations where it was forgiven, and it was forgiven again, and it was forgiven again, and then it never stopped. Not necessarily with you, and I'm not trying to go back in the past while you looking at me all crazy and everything. I wish y'all could see him, audience, but he's got that side look. But, you know, you can forgive a person and they can continue to do the same things over and over, and it's kind of like how much can you take, you know? So I guess, John, you and I can agree that, you know, we can forgive, but sometimes we do forgive based on the level of pain. Okay, and here's an example. For example, and this is just an example because my husband doesn't curse me, thank God. I couldn't tolerate it. But for example, my mate curses me, and that's okay. He verbally abuses me, and I can deal with that every now and then. Okay, my husband doesn't verbally abuse me, okay? This is strictly, these are examples. But I can deal with that. I can deal with the verbal abuse, and that's okay. But he better not ever touch me. He better not lay his hands on me. So there are some people out there willing to take something that they wouldn't normally take because maybe these things didn't show up when they were dating. But now that they're married, you know, these things are coming out. So how do you handle situations to where the man or woman may not have ever cursed you? maybe they never verbally assaulted you. And then now you're married and all this is coming out. I mean, how do you deal with that?
Well, I guess that would be quite challenging, but, you know, it's, you know, I like to say, you say never, and I like to say there's typically always, most of the time, signs showing you that something is there, okay? It may not be cursing you, but if he's cursing somebody else out,
okay.
He's cursing his sister out, you know, when he's over there with the family and you're there and he's like, hold on, baby, we're about ready to go, and hey, Felicia, you need to get the whatever, whatever, whatever. You know, that's a sign that if he curses his sister out, if he curses at his mom or uses a swear word there, more than likely he can direct that at your direction at any given point in time. As far as putting hands on somebody, you know, I just think that a lot of times we see signs and we choose to overlook them, and we get in situations and we get into relationships where we're now in it and we're in it to win it, and then what we thought we could overlook can't be overlooked anymore because it has no other direction to go but towards you. And so that's where I think it's in. I don't think that things just pop up out of nowhere. It's there. You just have to – that's what dating's all about, to look for those signs and make sure that you're walking into something that's very good for you. Would you agree to that?
Yeah, I do agree. I agree that, you know, a lot of people confess – to be Christians, and I believe you can serve God on different levels, meaning that there are some people who believe that God will heal them, while others may have a different level of faith. And I guess that's what I'm trying to say. You have different levels of faith. But what my faith tells me is that when you are involved with someone, God gives you something in your spirit, something deep down inside of you. I call it the Holy Spirit, that will unction your heart, unction your spirit to let you know when something's not quite right, okay? And then that's when prayer, you know, takes effect. That's when you get on your knees and begin to ask God, show me this individual, show me what I'm dealing with. And if you really want to see, God will reveal that to you. I think the problem with relationships is that sometimes we tend not to pray and ask God because we don't want to see, or we already see, and what we see is enough, meaning that we don't want to see any more than what we've already seen because we're wrapped up in that relationship. And so we tend to deal with little things. We tend to deal with the minor that could inadvertently turn into major things, you know, whereas, you know, he curses at the television or he curses my dog or he curses, you know, whatever, and then all of a sudden, oh, now he's cursing me. Well, he cursed your dog out or he cursed your kids out. What makes you any better than them? So I think those are signs that early on you can kind of look at to see the quality of that individual before you get into that relationship and before you suffer certain types of pain. But, honey, there are times when you're in a relationship and you never see the signs. Like, you don't hear the verbal abuse. That person never abuses you. But yet, you know, when you get married, things tend to come out. Then what?
Well, I mean, if it's a situation that's like that, then you have to turn upward and put your faith in God and pray that those things can be changed or you can withstand that storm and that season. You don't know the reason for being there, but God has a purpose for you. It's not for you to take abuse. It's not for you to take physical or verbal abuse, but there's a reason that you're in that situation. And if you put yourself in that situation, sometimes it's our test. And sometimes if we're there, if we can have the faith, sometimes it's there for us not to look to how to resolve that situation, but to look towards God, okay? And when you focus on God, you give God your undividing attention and love and discernment, God can change any particular situation for you. If he can part the Red Sea, he can change your mate to how you want him or her to be. And so, I mean, that's my view on it.
Well, I believe that God can change anybody, but I also believe that God doesn't treat us like robots, and he's not going to force us. He's not going to force us to serve him. He's not going to force us to do right. He will give us the ability to. He will give us the way out, and he will make room for us to change. Now, in anything, I believe that it takes two. I believe that if your mate is willing to change and do better and stop offending you or hurting you in that way, then if he wants to do better, then God will help him or her to do better. But I think that, you know, we can pray, and God can show that person a lot, but it's still up to that individual to say, God, I surrender to your will, and that I'm sorry, and that I'm not going to, you know, make those same mistakes over and over. So, hey, let's talk about this. Okay, so what if you're already in the relationship, you've been wronged? And we're going to hear from our callers in just a few minutes here. But you've been wronged in the relationship, and you've decided to stay, okay? But every time things get heated or there's a heated argument, you go back to that same thing, because I've seen a lot of people do that, not just females but also men, to where they say, I'm going to stay in this relationship. You know, she did this to me, she cheated on me, or he cheated on me, or he made this baby, or he hit me, or whatever. And then you get in a heated relationship, and it comes up all over again. And then resentment sets in. And then we as women, we pull back. We pull back with sex. We pull back with attention. We pull back with giving you what you really want, because while we're resentful in that way, because you've hurt us, you know, and so how do you deal with that in a relationship when you said you've forgiven that person, but every time things get heated, that same thing keeps coming up?
Well, then the question is, have you really truly forgiven them?
Well, when you say forgiveness takes time too?
Forgiveness can take time. It can. But when you get to that point of true forgiveness, it is you have forgiven and you have moved on from it. And that is something that can take time. It's something that is a hard thing to do. And it's something that is the reason why God has asked us to forgive, because it's a challenging thing to do. Not everybody can do it. A lot of people say they can do it, but not everybody can quite do it. So if a person chooses to stay in a situation like that, I'm willing to bet that there's love for that individual that did harm to them. And they still love them, but it's just going to be challenging for them to get through it.
Well, I know in a lot of cases, the person who's offended the other person, you know, they tend to get frustrated because they want that other individual to move on. Like, stop being mad at me. Stop being angry with me. And they actually want them to forgive them in the time frame that they feel it's necessary. But because they did the wrong, it's not fair to them to say when that person should get over it. Now, I do believe that it shouldn't take years. You still shouldn't be going through the same thing. But, you know, it just depends. It depends on what you're dealing with. So right now we're going to open up the lines for our callers on tonight. We want to thank you all first for all calling in. Some of you called in right after my husband made the intro. And so now that you all are online, wow, we have a great turnout tonight. So we want to hear your voices on tonight. We want to know what you think about this topic. And if you've experienced anything, share it with us and tell us how you were able to get over it. Or feel free to ask us any questions. Any callers out there tonight?
Hey, Monet, this is Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
Hey. I just want to kind of piggyback on what John said earlier about forgiveness. And I can say that in the past, if I was with someone that had cheated on me or had a baby on me, then I'm like you. I wouldn't deal with it. But at this point in my life, I feel like I waited on God. God sent me my mate. And if my husband was to go out there and make a mistake, and I pray to God that he doesn't, that I would be there. You know what I mean? It would hurt, but I would be there because that's a choice that I made. I made that choice to marry him because I felt like he was the one for me. Now, in the past, they wasn't the one. I knew they wasn't the one. If they messed up, I already knew it was coming. You know what I mean? I felt like it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
But in my life, I feel like, you know, because I did it God's way, that if anything was to happen, that's my test. And God just wants to see how I'm going to handle it. Am I going to trust him enough to continue with the relationship? Because like John said, it could be for a reason. You know what I mean? God could be testing me to see my patience and how I am. And so, again, you know, I pray to God, and I don't think my husband, I know, well, I should say I think because, you know, we all human. But I pray to God that he would never do anything like that. But if he would, I would be there for him. You know, I would be hurt, but I would never leave. I wouldn't leave because of that. And quickly, my sister-in-law went through the same thing with my brother. And as me being his sister, I was upset with him, but she forgave him. So we as a family had to turn around and forgive him too, because if your wife don't forgive you, then who are we, you know, to still be mad at you? And I saw the love of God in her.
Wow.
And I learned so much from her situation, you know what I mean? And she treats my nephew as if he's hers. Like, she doesn't treat him any different than her other kids, even though my brother made the mistake, you know?